I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive on time. And on top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative, which has you go and make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen, makes you a go-getter instead of a hurry-up-and-waiter. Put all this together, you have the Work On Your Game mindset. This is the Work On Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is how do you get anything you want in life? We all have stuff we want. We have our goals lists. We have our wish lists. We have things that we want that maybe we have told ourselves there's no way we can ever get them. I'm here to tell you that you can get anything you want in life. I'm going to give you the four ways. There are four ways and four ways only for you to get anything you want in life. So if there's anything that you want that you do not have right now, understand that by the end of this episode, you will know exactly how to get it. But that doesn't mean you will get it. I want to be clear. This is the disclaimer that I'm giving you before I even get into the content of this episode. The disclaimer is, I'm going to tell you how to get anything you want. Disclaimer is, you must be willing to do it. In order to get anything you want, if you follow the four points that I'm going to give you here today, and they are actually exclusive to each other. So each one, you can pick any one that you want. You can pick any one of these four points that you want. You don't have to do all four. You can if you want to, but you can pick any one of these points. And if you follow it, you can get anything you want in life. I don't care what it is. I don't care how far away you are from it, how unlikely or improbable you think it is, how low the chances. If you follow what I'm going to give you here today, you can get anything you want in life. Let's get right into it. Number one thing you can do to get anything you want in life is be willing to ask enough people for it. If you're willing to ask enough people to buy your product, somebody's going to buy it. If you're willing to knock on enough doors, somebody's going to answer. If you're willing to dial enough numbers, somebody's going to pick up the phone. If you're willing to proposition enough males or females to go on a date with you, somebody's going to take you up on that date. If you're willing to sell yourself over and over and over again, somebody's going to buy. If you're willing to ask enough people, you can get anything you want in life. The problem is, most people give up within less than one attempt. If we were just to average out how many attempts people get. If we would just take all human beings, usually it would come out, the average number would come out to less than one. It would be somewhere between zero and one. Now, how could it possibly be? How can you try something less than one time, Dre? That doesn't even make sense. Well, here's how. It's because people will think of doing something, think of asking, think of maybe getting this. But before they even ask, before they ever even try, and just an effort is an ask. If I make an effort, if I go to the gym and work out every day, I'm asking for being in good shape. I'm asking to be healthy. Some people will just think of something that they could ask for. And when we talk about literally asking, like, hey, would you buy this? Or would you go on a date with me? Or hey, would you hire me for a job? Some people just think about the ask and deny themselves. So they never actually make the ask. So that's how they bring the average down. There are some people who will go try something once. It doesn't work. Then they say, okay, well, it didn't work, so I'm not going to do it anymore. Or I asked one person and they didn't want it. Or I offered myself for one job and I didn't get hired. They didn't call me back, so I'm not going to try anymore. Listen, if you apply to every job out there, somebody's going to hire you for a job. You'll probably have so many job offers, you'll have to pick one. If you dial every number you can find, somebody's going to answer that phone. Now, what happens after they answer the phone is that's a different conversation. But if you dial enough numbers or knock on enough doors, somebody's going to answer. You're going to have somebody's undivided attention, at least for a moment. And you're going to have a chance to say what you got to say, speak your piece, make your offer, whatever it is you're trying to get. Maybe you don't even know what you're trying to get. That's the next step after that. But if you're willing to ask enough people, you can get anything you want. The problem people have, why do people not like asking enough people? Because I don't want to just tell you what the problem is. I want to tell you how to solve it. Why do people not like asking for things? Number one, people don't want to feel like they're burdening other people. I don't feel like I'm burdening you by asking you to do something for me, because maybe people feel like they're being selfish because they're asking someone else to help them out. Listen, you are being selfish when you're asking somebody to help you out, but there's nothing wrong with being selfish. Okay, there's nothing wrong with being selfish. When you sit down to eat dinner, you're being selfish. I mean, you're not giving your meal to somebody else who may be hungry as well. At some point, you got to eat. There's nothing wrong with being selfish. Success is selfish, people. If you're going to be successful, you got to be selfish, meaning you must think about yourself. In many instances, you're going to have to consider yourself first before you consider anybody else, because your only responsibility in life is the same as everybody else's only responsibility, which is to make yourself as prosperous as possible. If you're not prospering, how are you going to help other people prosper? You can't teach somebody something you don't know. So when people who have a problem with asking for whatever it is that they want, you can never reach success if you have a problem asking other people for what you want. How else are you going to get it? How else are you going to get someone to buy your product if you don't want to ask anyone to buy the product? Oh, you prefer if people come to you and just buy your product. Listen, so do I. I would prefer if people were just beating down my door. I would prefer if I had to interrupt the recording of this podcast because someone was knocking on the door so hard and they said, Dre, I heard you sell books. I got to buy everyone you have in your possession right now. I wish that would happen. I wish someone would wake me up out of my sleep telling me, we had to call the cops. They had them come knock on your door because, sir, they have to buy every product that you have right now and they will not leave without it. We must get this. I wish that happened to me every night and my sleep got interrupted. But the thing is, that don't happen. Thing is, I got to be willing to go out and ask. I got to be willing to go out and sell. I got to be willing to go out and make an effort and initiate things. See, that's why we throw that huge dose of personal initiative on top of the mindset stuff on this podcast. It's not enough to just have the mindset. It's not enough to just have the goods. You got to be willing to use the goods. You got to be willing to sell the goods. Put the goods out there so people can actually see you. One way to get anything you want in life is to ask enough people. You ask enough people, you can get anything you want. I don't care what it is, anything that you haven't gotten yet. A basketball player will come to me and say, and for those of you who don't know, I played basketball professionally 9 years. A basketball player will come to me and say, well, I tried out for the team and I didn't make it. Now it's going to be a whole nother year before I can try out again. I'm not sure if I'll make it next year either, or this is my third year in a row or my fourth year, or whatever the situation. They're feeling down because they tried out for the team and they didn't make it, and they feel like they need game experience. They'll say something like, well, I got to get better at decision making. I got to get better at passing. I got to get better at running plays and running actions with other players on the court or responding in a game situation. How can I get better at that, Dre, if I'm not on the basketball team? And I say to them, well, what you need to do is get on a basketball team. You're not on the team at your school? Okay, they're not the only team in the world. Go join a local team. Go get on a rec team. Go find a club team. Go find a team somewhere and play on that team so you can learn how to play basketball. Or, hey, if you're willing to ask enough people, you can find a team to play for. If you're willing to ask enough people, if you're willing to go far enough, you will find a team who will accept you. If you're willing to ask enough people, you'll get a job. If you're willing to ask enough people, you will make a sale of your product. If you stand on the corner and try to sell your product all day and ask every single person that walks by, somebody's going to buy that product. I guarantee it if you ask enough people. And enough is a perpetuating point, because enough is never enough. You understand what I'm saying? Enough is never enough. If you want to sell a book, let's say you had a book that was 100 pages and you want to sell it for $10,000, you may have to ask a whole lot of people before you get even one person to buy that book. Now, what if you want to sell it for $1? You might sell to the first person who comes by. But hey, what if you want to sell $1,000 worth of books? You need to sell 1,000 of those. You're going to have to keep asking. Enough can never be enough. Enough could be enough now, but tomorrow you want more. Tomorrow you want more. And the day after that, you want more. And the day after that, you change the whole situation. If you're willing to ask enough, you can get anything. Point number two. Today's topic is 4 ways to get anything you want in life. Number two, offer something in exchange of equal or greater value. This is another way in life. And again, you don't have to put these together. You don't have to do 1, 2, 3, and 4. You can pick any one of these. Ideally, you do all of them. But let's just say you want to pick one because you want to just keep it, quote unquote, simple. OK, do that. Number two way to get anything you want in life is to offer something in exchange of equal or greater value. Equal or greater value. I talked about this a few episodes ago. We were talking about how to sell without being salesy or without feeling salesy. And the book called The Go Giver, they talk about this. Your value is in direct proportion to how much more you give in value compared to how much you take in payment. If you're charging $100, you should be giving at least $120 worth of value. For example, rough example, if you're going to charge $100, don't give $100 in value. That's just an equal exchange. No, you want to give more so that the customer feels like, the client feels like they won. And when they feel like they won, you know what they'll do? They'll play again. When people feel like they won, they are guaranteed to play again. When people lose in a customer or a client salesperson relationship, they don't play again. Okay, there's not a competition for them to say, oh, let me do that again and see if I win this time. No, they won't give you a second shot. Offer whatever it is, anything that you want in life, whatever it is you want, offer something that is in exchange of equal or greater value, and you can get anything you want. So the question is, what are you offering? If there's something that you don't have right now, what you need to ask yourself then as it relates to this question is, what am I offering and what is its value? Then you can ask, am I demonstrating this value? Is this value clear to everyone who is seeing it? If you cannot answer definitively yes, then your demonstration skills may need to improve, i.e. your performance skills, your ability to show your ability. That may have to get better. What are you offering in exchange? Is it actually worth more than what you're asking for? And are you demonstrating that? Are you making it clear that this is worth what it's worth? If you're not making it clear, that will completely explain why you're not getting the value in exchange that you think you should be getting. So number two is offering something in exchange of equal or greater value. Number three, and today's topic is 4 ways to get anything you want in life. Number three way to get anything you want in life, be willing to go get it yourself. Be willing to go get it. Young Jeezy has a song called Soul Survivor on his first album. He said, I ain't cheat. I played the hand I was dealt. They tried to tax a grand per. I went and got it myself. It's his way of saying people were going to do something for me, but they wanted to charge me more money than I wanted to pay. I decided instead of paying them to get something for me or do something for me, I went and did it on my own. I didn't need them to go do it. I went and did it myself. If anything that you are willing to do yourself, you can have. Do you know that? Anything you are willing to go get yourself, get your hands dirty, do the work, go out there and do the hustling yourself, you can have anything you're willing to go get on your own. Because if you're waiting for somebody else to do it, then you got to, all right, I hope this person remembered to do what they're supposed to do. I hope they're true to their word and do what they said they were going to do. I hope everything's on time. Got to make sure they do it. Maybe I got to follow up with them. Maybe I got to call them again, send another email, make sure I send them a text to remind them. If you're depending on other people, there's at some point you got to have faith that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. But if you're willing to go do something yourself, go get it on your own, then it's no problem. See, if somebody's supposed to make a deposit into your account or send you some money via PayPal, you might have to keep texting them, keep calling them, keep reminding them. Or you could just go to their house and say, yo, give me that money. Just give it to me in cash. So I ain't even got to worry about you remembering to do the thing that you're supposed to do. Again, a rough example, but understand the point of what I'm saying here. The essence of the point is anything that you are willing to go get on your own, you can have. I heard a story, Grant Cardone. I mentioned Grant on episode number 60. He wrote one of my top five books in that episode, which is called The 10X Rule. He told a story of when he was on an airplane once and his daughter was with him. His daughter wanted some cookies. And the daughter asked him, the dad, the father said, "Dad, can I have some cookies?" And Grant said to his daughter, "I don't have any cookies." But that guy, one of the flight attendants, he might have some cookies, so you should go ask him if he has cookies. If you want them, you got to go ask him. So the daughter went over and asked him, and she did it, had a little back and forth with the flight attendant, who at first said he didn't have any, but then she persisted. Y'all noticing these points I'm making here? The daughter persisted to ask more for the cookies. Eventually, the flight attendant went and found and produced some cookies. And the daughter came back. She's really happy because she went and got the cookies that she wanted. She came to her dad and said, "Hey, Dad, I got the cookies." And she had to ask permission if it was okay for her to eat it. She said, "Hey, is it okay for me to eat them?" And Grant said to his daughter, "Hey, if you can go get those cookies, you can eat them." And she went and had her cookies, and everybody lived happily ever after. I'm telling you that story to tell you this. His daughter was not asking. His daughter didn't say, "Daddy, can you go get me some cookies?" He told her, or maybe she would have asked that next after she said, "Can I have some cookies?" He said he didn't have any. He said, "Look, if you want cookies," what did he say? "You got to go get it yourself." And she was willing to go get it herself. And because she was willing to go get the cookies herself, you know what happened? She got herself some cookies. So what about you? What are you wanting in life? What are you lacking right now that you don't have? What are you hoping for? What have you been, maybe you've been asking other people for it, but you haven't been able to get it. Maybe you've been making a fair exchange offer. Maybe you're offering even more than what you're asking for in return, but it still isn't working. Then you can go to point number three. Notice I just touched on point number one, number two. You've been asking a whole bunch of people for it. Nobody's giving it to you. You've been offering something in exchange that you feel is worth even more than what you're asking for. You're still not getting what you want. Here's what you can do now. Instead of asking other people or trying to make an exchange, how about you just go get it on your own? Instead of needing someone's cooperation, because the first two points require cooperation, right? If I ask you for something and you do it, you're cooperating with me. If I offer you something in exchange for something that you have, that's cooperation between the two of us. We come to some form of an agreement and we cooperate. I give you this, you give me that. All right, that's cooperation. Those first two points require other people to be involved and to agree and cooperate with you. This third point here, you don't need any cooperation. This is just you going and getting it on your own. This is the personalness. This is the go-getterness that I talk about when I introduce this podcast every single day. What are you willing to go get on your own, even if no one's willing to cooperate, even if no one's willing to help you out, even if no one wants to go along with your plan? If you're willing to go get it yourself, you can still have anything you want, even without anybody else's help. Now, I've given you three points already. Today's topic is four ways to get anything you want in life. Any of you feel like you don't have everything you want in life, I just gave you three ways already for you to get anything you want in life. But let me give you point number four. Number four is a doozy. This is one that you may not have been expecting. All right, get ready for this one. Listen closely to what I'm going to tell you here. Point number four, the fourth way for you to get anything you want in life. Here it is. Write this down. Four words. All of the above. Anything you want in life, if you're willing to ask enough people, that's number one, ask enough people for it. Number two, offer something in exchange of equal or greater value. That's point number two. And number three, be willing to go get it yourself if points number one and number two fail. If you're willing to do all three, I guarantee you can get anything you want. You can create any outcome you want. You can go anywhere you want. You can have anything you want. You can do anything you wish to do as long as you are willing to enact all three of these points. Ask enough people. Offer something in exchange that is of equal or greater value and be willing to go get it yourself. Now, let me be clear. Let me add a couple things to these points I'm giving you here today is that just because you are enacting points number one, two, and three does not necessarily mean it's going to happen in one day. When I graduated from college, Penn State Altoona in 2004 with a business degree, I knew I wanted to play professional basketball. I didn't start playing until 15 months later. I didn't sign my first contract. I was asking people everywhere I saw an opportunity to play ball. I was going to the camps. I was going to the tryouts. I was reaching out to the agents. I was trying to find exposure camps and things like that. I was making the asks, at least as far as the information I knew at the time, because the information didn't exist until I created it many years later. Number two, was I offering something in exchange of equal or greater value? Well, That's a tough question, because what I was offering in exchange for a job to play basketball, I was offering myself as a player. People may have at first in 2004 when I graduated said, okay, this guy went to a D3 school. He didn't set the world on fire. Division III school, third tier of college basketball. Maybe what he's offering is really not worth that much. So I was making the offer, but maybe people are looking at it and saying, well, maybe it's really not worth that much. What he's offering is not of equal or greater value than what we would give him, which is a spot on this team and the salary, whatever they were going to pay me. Number three, was I willing to go get it myself? Absolutely, I was. I told you a couple episodes ago about how I negotiated with my boss to get 4 days off from the one source of income that I had. 4 days of not making money just so I could go put some money on the line that I barely even had, driving all the way to Orlando from Philadelphia just to go to an exposure camp to maybe have the chance of getting myself a professional contract. And it was my performance at that camp. If you follow my points here, follow what I'm saying. My performance at that exposure camp related to point number two here, which is offering something in exchange of equal or greater value. My performance up through college, when I got out of school and was trying to get myself into the pros, wasn't enough for people to say what this guy Dre Baldwin is offering is of greater value than the contract, so we need to sign him, because they would be a winning situation for them. They didn't think that in 2004, in May of 2004, but by September of 2005, let's say July of 2005, when I actually went to the exposure camp and that footage came out and the scouting report came out, now the conversation changed. Now what I was offering was worth more. I was still making the exact same offer. I was offering the exact same product. The product was now worth more. Why was the product worth more, people? Let's say it all together, class. Because I had proven its value. Not because I had worked on my game. I did work on my game, but that's not why it was worth more. Not because I believed I was worth the contract. I did believe I was worth the contract, but that's not why I was worth the contract. That's not why I got the contract. It's not because I believed I was worth it that I got it. It's because I had proven my performance. I had went out and actually performed. I had produced a result when it mattered, where it mattered, against people who mattered, in front of people who mattered. That's why the value of my offer had gone up. And I was willing to ask enough people. After I went to that camp and I got the footage from that camp, the VHS tape, which became my first YouTube video of 6,000 videos, the footage that became my passport, literally my passport to go overseas and play basketball, getting me my first agent, that footage, I used that to ask enough people. I went and reached out to every basketball agent I could find online. And anyone who was interested, I sent them a physical copy of a VHS tape in the physical mail, United States Postal Service, in order for them to see my game and possibly take a liking to me. I asked so many people. One person was interested. That person became my first agent. That person got me my first pro basketball deal, because I was willing to ask enough people. I was willing to make an offer that was of equal or greater value. I had to improve the offer. It was the same offer, but I had to improve the product. When the product got better, how did my product get better? Working on my game, proving my game, performing where it mattered. All of that, and I was willing to go get it myself. I was willing to bet on myself. I was willing to bet my last $250 for me to drive to Orlando, pay the camp fee in cash on the spot, just to go to this camp and maybe get an opportunity to play pro basketball. I was willing to do all of the above, and that's the reason why I was able to get the number one thing that I wanted in my life at that time. And I'm telling you that to tell you this. If you apply the same principles, the same process to anything you wish to achieve in life, you're not limited to one thing. You don't have to be a basketball player. It doesn't have to be a situation like mine. It can be completely different. If you are willing to apply these points, you can have anything you want, guaranteed. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. G-A-M-E. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.